Blog Talk Radio.
Name. Hey everybody, how is everyone doing this wonderful Sunday evening right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes? Oh yes, 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 we got everything going on in the house today. We got Minister Lois Candy Vernon on the air with me today to do a little damage to your mind. No, we're not going to mess you up, we're going to hype you up. How you doing, Minister Candy? Well, I think she's on the air today. Well, praise the Lord. I think we're having a few technical difficulties. Let me get her, see if we can bring her on in here. But I tell you right now, we're going to have us a good time. And before we get started, though, today, let us go into prayer because we going to need some prayer up in here today. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you and lift you up right now, Father, before all the people here, that are all of our listeners. We are so grateful for our listeners today. Father, we are grateful for the gospel recording artists that have donated their many talents to this radio station to be heard amongst the nation. Lord, I just thank you. We all thank you. We thank you for the host that's on the show today, Minister Candy Vernon, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Minister Derek Tuggle right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank everybody that has been so good to us to allow us to come into their computer and their homes and their radio. We are grateful. Father, we ask you to continue to bless us to get the Rhema word out. Make sure, Lord God, that our words are fine, that our words are just. In the name of Jesus, touch and deliver each and every person that hears our voice and it can be uplifted. Lord God, let them go forth with all power in their hands. Father, we thank and praise you this wonderful, beautiful day. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Whoa.
Hallelujah. How you doing, Minister Candy?
Wonderful. I don't know what happened just then. I checked. I wasn't muted, so I don't know, but thank God I'm here. Thank God for the
praise
connection.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
praise
we're going to be
the
talking
Lord.
About today. Talking about them hinges.
We
go ahead.
We're talking about them gospel hinges. What is gospel hinges? Well, you know gospel is the good news. All day long, every day, 24/7. And when you spend the good news, you hook yourself up and tie yourself up into the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb, all of that good and wonderful stuff that you know the Word of God has been teaching you and talking about. You hook yourself up into that thing. Can't nobody shake you. Can't nobody take you. But I tell you right now, if you got a gospel hinge going on in your life, then you got something going. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody fool you. We got what you would call a blessed hope. Who got a blessed hope today? Oh, my God. It is so many things that is going on in this land, in this hour, in this time. And we got to know how to prepare ourselves. We got to be ready for the fight because I tell you, the enemy is on the rampage, or we need to counterattack that because he don't have all the power you're trying to say he got. Y'all got to remember who do have all power. And when I say all power, who has all power? El Elyon, the Most High God, has all power. And he has sent his son here to get us prepared and ready because we're going to be in battle, but we're going to win triumphantly. And see, the enemy knows this. His time is so short. And I know you hear this all the time, but we say it all the time because it's true.
Yes.
The word does not lie. And it's for us to get the good news out that we got Jesus has already done some stuff already. All we got to do is just believe and receive, and it shall be done. We're going to talk a little bit about it. Before we come, we're going to remind y'all that we are children of the Most High God. And you all need to remember that you are less than what the enemy tell you you are. You are a child of the Almighty King. And don't you ever forget that. Right now we're going to go with Glory Pope, Child of the King. Of the Most High, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What you say? What y'all talking about? Y'all know what? Oh, Minister, I want to just run it by. We were just talking before we went into reminding you all who you really are in Christ Jesus. A blessed hope, hanging on to the gospel hinges of Christ. I'm telling y'all, our mortality is a fact. It's a fact, and it's observed every day. The Holy Scriptures testify to the spiritual kingdom of God. And whatever views one may hold about the end of this world or this age, Scripture gives us what you would call a blessed hope of resurrection from the dead. What you talking about? Now, this is a hope in all that all Christians should be rejoicing every day about, every day. And when I speak of blessed hope, which appears a whole lot of times now, y'all, in the King James Version of the Bible and in the Bible, it refers to our resurrection. See, it is this hope that affects the lives of early Christians and enables us to triumph in the trials and the tribulations and our persecution, even unto death. So I'm telling you all, to properly understand our faith and its goals, we need to daily remind ourselves that Christ's call and promises extend way beyond this house of clay, these fading flesh, way beyond that. We got to remember that there was a commission going forth in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ came to this earth with good news, good news. There is salvation for mankind from the destruction caused by sin and from inevitable death. Now, his salvation is to be received through believing in him. We have to believe this thing. This is not a game. This is not nothing that we should just toss to the side. We need to believe in him, his life, his death, his resurrection from the dead.
Yes.
And those who believe are forgiven of their sins and receive his life within them by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And they will be raised from the dead. See, the gospel the gospel is a story about Jesus, the story of Jesus and his power to save and establish his kingdom in our lives. This gospel was declared by Jesus himself and the apostles who took up his ministry after his ascension into heaven. You all got to get this thing, get these gospel hinges and clamp them down. I'm telling you, and go forth and speak what God has told us to speak. Speak what Jesus has commissioned us to go do. The commission of the church according to the word of God. I'm going to run that back by y'all, but I want to play a little song here called The Great Commission. Oh, The Great Commission by the New Recovery in Motion out of West Palm Beach, Florida. Y'all check it out.
Say yeah, 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 yeah. gospel, every man, woman, boy, and girl,
man, woman, boy, and girl,
to go into the highways and compel them to come. It's all about Jesus and building his kingdom.
Go witnessing.
Tell your neighbor.
Tell a friend.
Tell some stranger.
Jesus said
that ye must be
born again to be saved.
While it's still day, to win some soul for Jesus, no matter what people say.
No matter what people say.
So many don't wanna listen, but keep on planting seeds. One plants, another waters, but God give the increase. Whoa! Tell your neighbor.
Tell a friend.
Tell some stranger.
Jesus said
that he must be
born again to be saved.
While it's still day,
and we gotta keep working.
Oh, no matter what people
no
say,
what people
and
we gotta keep working.
Oh yeah, working while it's still day,
and we gotta keep working.
Oh, no matter what people
no matter
say,
what people
we gotta
keep working.
And we gotta
keep working.
Oh, we gotta
keep working.
Oh, we gotta
keep working.
And
www.blogtalkradio.com/gloriousgospel-vibes. We gonna get it to you. We gonna get it to the masses, okay? Man, what's up with you talking about? All right, but anyway, to what we were talking about, just a little bit of on back to the Great Commission, because that's what we were all talking about. And it is written that Jesus said unto them, and this is in the Word of God. You can start at Luke 24, chapter 44 through 49 verse. Now, these are my words which I spoke to you while I still was with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand Scripture, and he said to them, thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending forth the promise, my Father, upon you, but you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high. Oh, but they say also it was written that Jesus said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who have believed in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with other tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it shall not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then when Jesus, the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received into heaven and sat down on the right hand of God. Okay, y'all. Right. Now look here. He done told you what to do. All y'all still hollering, Jesus, please. Y'all, you need to come on down here, Lord. What did it say? Where is Jesus? Sitting on the right hand of the Lord, of our God, our Father. He come back down here telling you to get ready. He done told you what to do. You need to do it. We need to do that. We sitting down here procrastinating and showboating and got people thinking, oh, we going to church every Sunday and we praying and all this. But who are you drawing? We got to draw. There's so many sinners out here, they don't even know who Jesus is. And when you say something about Jesus, they don't even want to hear it. They don't want to hear it because of what they've heard, what the enemy has put out there. We should be, what we're proclaiming should be more than what the enemy is putting out there.
Amen.
You know, I'm just saying. Y'all know I like to say that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Now, see, the disciples did what they were supposed to do. They went out and they preached everywhere while the Lord worked on them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. And they promptly reported all these instructions back to Peter and his companion. After Jesus himself sent out through them from east to west in sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation. That's Mark 16:15-20. Everything is in the Word. We can do this, y'all. We can do this. I don't want to go home and say, well, he said, well, Gloria, what did you do? Well, Lord, I sung a little bit, I had told Tequila and Pookie and Penelope about you, and they ain't want to listen. Well, how did you tell them? Did you tell them what I told you to say? I was just trying to get them to listen to me. Oh, wow. It's so much we can do, y'all. It's so much. The Bible gives us all instructions on what to do, what to say it, how to act. You know, if you get around people and they're offended about you, it's a way to deal. You're going to have to let the Holy Ghost work through you so you can get these people to hear you. If you ain't got no Holy Spirit leading and guiding you, see, that's what Jesus left here for us, to give us some power, then you trying to do it on your own ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. It is not going to work, but I tell you what. I'm going to play another song. I surely am. What you got to say, Minister? You got anything to say about what I just said?
Well, you know, you were talking about gospel hinges, you know, when you were starting out. My thing is this. We need to ask ourselves, what are we connected to? What hinges, what joints What's holding us together? We need to be connected to the true vine gospel of God's holy word. That's what we need to
That's
be connected
right.
to. To check out our connection. Some of us have been unplugged for so long, we just running off
on
leftover time. My former pastor used to say, the limb's still shaking, but the bird is gone.
Oh, no. Don't know.
Some of us are living off of what we used to have or what we used to do. What are we doing now? We need to check our connection. The problem is we're asking for all these. We ask for houses, cars, material things, that stuff. But that stuff will come. But first we must seek ye the kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God.
All of us, then all these things will be added. Now, the problem is we are disconnected and unhinged. We want the stuff, but not the giver of the stuff.
But we need to learn how to
reciprocate. We need to give to get. We need to learn how to surrender all. And once we learn how to surrender all to Christ, get connected through his word, use that hinge. That's the piece
that hinge,
there.
Baby.
That's the hinge. If you're having problems in your marriage, put God's word in the middle. If you want increase in your finances, put God's word in the middle. You want to get a better job, put God's word in the middle. That's the hinge. That's what you need.
That holds it both on both sides, up and
on
down,
both sides.
All the way around.
Everything in alignment. Everything comes in alignment through God's word. And once we get that hinge in place, we can ask. Oh my God. All good things.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All good things. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Everything gonna come in alignment.
That's right.
But that's
right.
That hinge, that gospel hinge you were talking about earlier. We all have a commitment. We all got something to do. But you know what,
Minister, a lot of people just don't have no belief system going.
Yeah.
They don't believe in nobody but only what they can see and feel and touch. They really don't believe, I mean really believe that Jesus has died for their sins. They don't believe. They don't understand. And if they did, They would know that they got Jesus is right there with them at all times, helping them to get through. The Holy Spirit was sent here for us, and it will live in us and direct us and guide us to all these things. If you believe, and that's the main hinge, right? Then you gotta believe. All of these things can happen. Anything that you desire can happen if you only believe in Jesus. Oh, it's wonderful.
You gotta have.
I'm telling you,
gotta have that word.
You gotta have faith. Faith is believing.
Faith and some work.
Yeah, you believe that too. You gotta put some work behind it. We
faith
believe,
and some work.
It starts with the believing, and then once you believe and get instruction from the Holy Spirit, then you can go
and
know that it'll come to pass, and know that it'll come to pass. Sometimes when we step out, you might not see it right then, but I tell you that he has never failed. His word has never sunk to sand. It's going to happen, I guarantee you. I'm holding on to some stuff I've prayed about a while ago, but I see it coming. I see the path already been paved. It's coming.
Yes,
it's coming, and I still believe it. I still believe it.
Ooh, based on the thing.
Oh,
now.
Oh,
evidence.
Things not seen. Okay. Can't nobody tell me. Everybody call me crazy. Oh, you crazy. That ain't going to never happen. The devil is a lie. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And what I tell them is keep your eyes on the prize. It's going to happen. I want you to see it. I want you to see it. Because I already know it's on this way. Oh, yes. I want to play a little something by the Anointed Pace Sisters, written by one of the sons, Dennis Martin, called Just Believe. And you shall.
Your weapons won't prosper. All of your steps are ordered. Believe in yourself and holler. Your holler will looking back, move forward.
Make your own way, make your own path. When you get there, don't look back.
Talking about gospel hinges being hooked up and tied up and tangled up in Jesus to where we will know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it out here in this jungle of a world. I tell you, it's so much going on, and you turn on the news, you just don't know what to, you don't have nothing to say no more. Your mouth just hangs open. It just hangs open. You're like, no. And now it's almost getting to the point, you look, when you turn on the news, you know it's not good news. It's all bad news. When can you turn on the news and get good news? Do you get good news? No. I haven't heard too much good news going on for a minute now. Have you heard anything good, Minister?
Very, very little. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Very little good news, you know, for the most part, you know.
It hasn't been too good, but I tell you, Minister Candy, Lois Candy Vernon, she has an inspiration corner today, and we're going to bring her on with it because we want to hear some inspirational stuff right now. And then we'll get back to being hooked up on these gospel hinges.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, everybody, this evening. We just send you love today. We just want to share love with you right now from Glorious Gospel Vibes. We just want to share love. Praise is what I do. We are glad this evening that the Lord has given us another day, another chance, and we should give him praise. David said, his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. We should all be like David. Going to praise him when things are going good. And I'm going to praise him when trials come. I'm going to praise him when I have money. And I'm going to praise the Lord when I have none. I'm going to praise him when I'm well. And I'm going to praise him like Job when I'm sick. David said, and I'm in agreement right now, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Yeah, he has chastened me so, but he has not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. For praise is what I do. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. You might need to call on him right now. What are you waiting on? How bad do you want things to get? How bad do you want to see your life get? Somebody is spiraling out of control. You are still taking mess off of the devil, still fighting a battle that should have been turned over to the Lord a long time ago. Look up and live, for he said in his word, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Look up. God will hear you and answer before you call. Prayer changes things. If you want him to answer, give him some praise. Shout amongst your trials. Shout amongst your pain. Shout amongst your trouble. Peace you will gain. Shout your troubles over. Let the trumpet sound. Shout hallelujah and watch God turn it around. Yeah, yeah. Glory, glory. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. You have become my salvation. You saved me from a life of sin. You save me from a life of destruction. You save me from a life of from myself, a wretch, undone, beaten, battered, and scorned. And you rescued me, heal my body time and time again. Pull me up out of the muck and miry clay. Place my feet upon a rock. You showed me love and compassion. Some might have been alcoholics. Some may have been a drug user, a drug pusher, a pedophile, addicted to porn, a adulterous or liar. But you saved us from ourselves, and we just come to give you praise. You began to satisfy our desires with good things. I have learned to serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Praise is what I do. Come on and praise him with me. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all you people. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Open up your mouth and give him some praise by him. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continuously. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. It's something about when you get hold of the blessing. It will bring you joy, unspeakable joy. David said when he brought the Ark of the Covenant into the city of David, he began to dance before the Lord. David danced so hard that he danced right out of his clothes. There is something in the praise. It is more than just singing. It is more than just shouting. There is a blessing in the praise. When the praises go up, the blessings come down, and I've got to get my praise. And when I look back over my life and I see where the Lord has brought me from, praise is what I do. I'm tired. Praise is what I do. Broken. Praise is what I do. Misused. Praise is what I do. Misunderstood. Praise is what I do. I'm alone, but praise is what I do. Talked about. Praise is what I do. Through it all, praise is what I do. When I want to be close to you, I lift my hands and praise. Yeah. Praise is what I do. I will praise them while I can. I'll bless them at all. In Jesus' name, this is Minister Candy. Praise is what I do.
I lift my head. Somebody lift them.
My hands in
praise. Somebody say it so the devil knows. Praise is who I am.
Praise is who I am.
I will praise the Lord.
Happy you're sad.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God. Praise is what I know. Praise be to God. Minister Candy. Ah, praise is what I do. That's a gospel hinge right there. Like, praise is one of the hinges that keeps you connected. Praising. He loves to hear us praising. Oh, Lord. Ooh, that was a good one. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, y'all got me all teary-eyed and stuff.
Yo, right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I thank you. Well, I thank you. Well, I tell y'all right now, if you don't understand what a gospel hinge is today, I don't know. We just going to keep her in prayer that God will reveal all in due time, in due season, because I tell you, God got so many things that can keep us hooked and tied up to him. You just got to keep your eye on the prize. That's what I love to say.
On the prize. Yes.
I love to say that. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tell y'all, you know, Jesus nor the apostles never tried to answer none of all of the questions that they always had, they wanted to ask, but they just kind of kept their belief cycle going and kept their eyes on Jesus. And we are not told when God, Jesus will come back. We are not told that. Nor do we understand all of the issues surrounding all the different things that's in the world, like the Antichrist, the Israel, the Millennium, the antagonist, all of those things. But we are told that righteousness and wickedness will both be present at the end. Both of them will be present. And whatever we believe about these issues, we need and we must agree that our hope is not in a particular scenario or any of that. It is in the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ's kingdom is an eternal kingdom. We enter in through the new birth, a spiritual transformation of our lives. And while our bodies grow old, our inner man is renewed day by day in the power of his kingdom in our lives. And should the Lord's return be beyond our earthly years, we can rejoice in what I was talking about earlier, the blessed hope. We can rejoice in the blessed hope. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us.
Amen.
And will also raise us up to be with him. So let's keep that in mind. That's the gospel hinge that we're looking for. Oh, but I tell you, there's no chains on any of us because we know that our God is with us through thick and through thin, through every trial and tribulation. He's always going to bring us out. We got to know that we might be going through. We ain't stopping. We ain't standing still.
Right,
but we're going to have the victory on the other end. No chains. It's holding us. I want to play No More Chains Mastered by Sandrina Taylor, her new CD that's came out. She's out of West Palm Beach, Florida. Also, come on, Sandrina, let's hear No More Chains Mastered.
Whatever is going on in your life, just know that it is only a test. Against all odds, persevere. When family and friends walk away, stand strong. Even when you fall down, don't stay there. Get back up again. Know that if God is always near, he said he'd never leave you. I know this. Listen to the words in this song. Let me tell you a story about what changed my life. It was August 13th. I remember it. A Friday night. And as I closed my eyes and began to fall asleep, little did I know the enemy had a trap set for me. Here's what he did, y'all. I was taken captive and in total despair. You see, I felt like Paul and Silas locked up in the Roman jail. A still small voice said on me, you can cast all your cares. I loose the
shackles before you prayed, my child. I was already there. Now I can see no more chains are holding me. I'm moving forward on the path to my forgiveness. I said, yes, I forgive it, and my life is gonna go on. You see, I release all my doubts and fears every time I write a song. I'm gonna tell you the truth. God sees all and he knows what's best for me. And from this day forward, no shackles can help me. For I say, no more chains, no more chains. You see, I finally got the courage to release what's inside of me. No more chains can hold me. I'm a survivor. You today, whatever it is that you might be going through, God can break the chain. You see, he delivered me from the curse of lack, poverty, depression, low self-esteem, unforgiveness. He said, daughter, be free. He broke the chain, and I know if he did it for me, he will do the same thing for you. You just gotta trust and believe. He can break the chains. My God can break the chain. He broke the chains. He released me. He freed me. No more chains.
No more chains.
No more chains.
Oh, bless the Lord. No more chains, Master Sandrina.
No more chains.
No more. Ha ha. What you talking about? When you know you're free? When you know that you know that you know that you know that you're free, can't nothing hold you. Nothing. Nothing. Oh, I enjoyed that. And I hope you all will bless her by going online and purchasing her new CD, No More Change. Y'all need to go on and handle your business. Now handle your business. I'm trying to help you out here, okay? Do me a favor and uplift yourself. Mm-hmm. When you feel bad, you bake yourself a cake, pat yourself on the back, and boom, you are happy. That's what I say. Boom, was it? Boom, you are happy. Oh, and we just want to thank everybody for joining us. And let me tell y'all something. I would like for you all to pass the word on and let them know that Glorious Gospel Vibes is here with waiting on you all to send in those MP3s. We get a few in, but we need more in, y'all. We need some more MP3s in so that we can get the word out that you are on the road to You finished it. You finished the other part. You got to handle your business.
Amen.
And this is one way you can do it. Start right here. Send those MP3s in and you'll get heard. I'm telling you, not only on this station, but on another. We got two stations going. Don't tell me you won't be heard. Who? Sandrina Taylor is doing wonderful just by being played on our station. I tell you, she's getting more jobs, more gigs, and I am so grateful that she is doing exactly what God has told her to do, what she set out to do, she is doing. So you all just continue to Log in right here, tune in to Glorious Gospel Vibes. We got prizes and gifts. We got things we want to give to you all if you just come on and participate. Y'all just come on, let us know. We ain't going to tell you what it is. We ain't telling you what it is. You tell you, we're going to send them MP3s in. That's what you do. That's what you do. So we love you. We're going to play a little Truly by Glory Pope, and we're going to be up out of here. We love you. God bless you.
God bless you.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you, Minister.
You're welcome. God bless everybody.